We're going to segue now into the exercise and guided meditation part of our masterclass with the intention of formulating a life purpose statement. Please turn to a blank page in your journal and draw a line dividing the page into three equal segments. Label each section with the letters A, B, and C. During the entire purpose exercise, please come up with the most clear and concise wording that describes your reason for being, essentially what you're most passionate about creating in the world. The purpose statement is most effective and powerful when it's short and to the point, so I recommend about 7 words or less. Of course, you can create a longer version or even incorporate it into your mission statement. However, for the purpose of creating your life purpose statement, a short and concise version is best, so 7 words or less. It will exist as a mantra that carries your life purpose energy, a mantra that you can remember, bring with you, and activate in various situations in your life. I recommend that you start it off with an I statement. The I statement is the most powerful way to encapsulate your purpose. In a moment, we're going to start our three-part exercise. Please be free of distractions and in a comfortable position where you can be relaxed and also engaged. Maybe sitting back with comfortable back support. I do not recommend lying down all the way, as you could very easily fall asleep. So either sit up or sit back. In this first part, part A, you're going to keep your eyes closed until I invite you to open them again. Now, I invite you to take a deep breath and allow your eyes to soften and to close. This part of the meditation could bring up some emotion, so be aware of that and allow for whatever does come up to serve your highest good through your awareness. Now, consider your whole life. And in particular, your childhood. What is the quality or guidance that you did not receive enough of as a child? What is the most compelling, important thing that was missing? Pick one quality. The one that stands out the most is what it is. Maybe you weren't seen enough. Or heard, or acknowledged, or understood. Maybe you lacked being encouraged, or supported, respected, being accepted, being loved. What is the one thing that stands out the most? Now, say it out loud for you to hear. Take a deep breath and exhale, please. And clear the screen of your mind. Now, using the information that just surfaced, please think of a scenario that you can make up in your head. Or recall a scenario that actually occurred, where you are actually supporting others by giving them the quality that you weren't given enough of as a child. For example, if you weren't seen enough, think of a moment when you're seeing someone, really seeing them as they're talking to you. Be in that moment and feel into it. How does the other person respond to you? How do they feel within themselves by you truly seeing them? Or if you weren't allowed to speak growing up, or speak much, or share your thoughts, notice how others are responding to you as they feel heard because you're listening to them or encouraging them to speak. Or in another example, if you weren't encouraged enough as a child, notice what it's like to encourage others. Maybe someone is talking about their fear of taking a risk or trying something new. And notice how you respond with encouraging words. Notice how they're responding to you. Observe the exchange of energy. Observe the way the energy is responding to you. Whatever scenario it is, let yourself be in that scenario and feel the feelings that come. Go ahead now and contemplate this. I will give you 1 minute. Now, imagine that person saying this to you. Because of how you fill in the blank, listened to them, see them, understood them, heard them, accepted them, inspired them, you fill in the blank. They feel really seen, heard, they feel like they matter. You fill in the blank. Again, imagine that person is saying this to you. Because of how you blank, how you listen to them, saw them, understand them, hear them, accept them, inspire them, they feel blank, really seen, they feel heard, they feel like they matter. Please breathe in deep and exhale and clear your mind. Now, please open your eyes. Go ahead and please write down the responses to these 4 questions in the section A part of your paper. There are 4 questions. The first question is, what was it that you didn't get enough of as a child? The second, write out what it is that you do for others. It's the thing that you didn't get enough of as a child, and how it makes others feel when you support them with the thing you give them. Again, write out what it is that you do for others. It's the thing that you didn't get enough of as a child, and how it makes others feel when you support them with the thing you give them. The third question, how does it feel for you to see and hear them respond to you with gratitude for how you shared this quality with them? Again, how does it feel for you to see and hear them respond to you with gratitude for you sharing this quality with them? And the fourth question, please write this out as a statement. I blank, fill in the blank, or I help others blank, fill in the blank, so they can feel blank, fill in the blank. I'll give you 30 seconds and I'll say it again. Write out the statement. I blank, fill in the blank, or I help others blank, fill in the blank, so they can feel blank. Very good. Now, moving on to part B. I invite you to close your eyes again for the second part of this exercise, a guided meditation. Please breathe deeply and relax. Relax. Clear your mind. For this meditation, please keep your eyes closed until I invite you to open them again. Now, think back to a time in your life when you felt as though you were living, working, or playing at a high level of potential. Use any of these phrases to help you identify the most appropriate memory. A time when you felt delighted with your efforts, a time when your creativity flowed effortlessly, a time when you felt a sense of mastery while performing some action or service, a time when you experienced a deep sense of joy in the moment while performing some service. Perhaps it was just a simple moment of understanding or caring that you shared with another, or even when you were alone. Remember exactly how you felt. Go ahead and relive the experience as if it were happening right now in this moment. Use all of your senses in your rediscovery of this moment. Take a deep breath and fully integrate the experience. Now, remember another time when you felt powerful and skillful. Perhaps it was a time when you felt that feeling of, this is it, this is why I'm here. Or again, perhaps it was a simple recognition of peace or self-acceptance. Again, relive the experience as if it were occurring right now. Feel the feelings and the energy fully. Take another deep breath and fully integrate the experience, embodying the experience. Now, allow to come into your awareness a vision from the future, any time in the future. Imagine yourself extending the feelings and energy from the two into the future to a time when you're performing at peak level, a time when you are fulfilling your purpose, however you understand it at this time, in the magnificent way you can imagine. Go ahead and receive a deep breath and exhale. Now, I'm going to speak out some questions that you're going to consider. Please continue to keep your eyes closed as you consider the following questions. I will ask these four questions again afterwards with your eyes open. But for now, you're going to allow whatever answer to come to your awareness. The first question. Is there a common thread or theme between the three experiences, the two memories, and the vision? There may or may not be. The second question, what do these three experiences say about your life purpose? What do you love to do that makes the world a better place or somehow contributes to the lives of others? Third question. What is the most profound experience you want people to receive from interacting with you? Finally, what is the most important quality or guidance you did not receive as a child, and how does it feel when you create that experience for others? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Now, please open your eyes. On your paper in the B section, answer these four questions. Question number one. Is there a common thread or theme between the three experiences, the two memories, and the vision? There may or may not be. Again, is there a common thread or theme between the three experiences, the two memories, and vision? There may or may not be. Two, what do these three experiences say about your life purpose? What do you love to do that makes the world a better place or somehow contributes to the lives of others? Again, what do these three experiences say about your life purpose? What do you love to do that makes the world a better place or somehow contributes to the lives of others? Third, what is the most profound experience you want people to receive from interacting with you? Again, what is the most profound experience you want people to receive from interacting with you? And fourth, what is the most important quality or guidance you did not receive as a child? And how does it feel when you create that experience for others? Again, what is the most important quality or guidance you did not receive as a child? And how does it feel when you create that experience for others? You've been doing really great so far. We're almost done. We're going to move on now to part C. In just a moment, you're going to write out your life purpose statement, starting with the pronoun I. Using the word or words that indicate childhood lack creates the most powerful life purpose statement. You might agree and decide that the statement from your childhood lack is most powerful as well. You may decide that your statement is a combination of the last three empowering moments you envisioned of the past and the future. And of course, there are exceptions to all these ideas, so stay open to all possibilities. Here are some examples of a life purpose statement. I empower others to realize their dreams. I see people and they feel valued. I appreciate people for being uniquely themselves. I inspire people to feel accepted. I help others to heal. I see people so they know they matter. I connect with people so they feel less alone. I try to understand people so they feel that their story matters. I defend people so they feel hope. I care for others so they're not afraid. Whatever you decide, it will be the quality that has the greatest charge and that most accurately represents what you already do naturally and with so little effort. Go ahead and write out the phrases one by one. Try them out by speaking them aloud, one by one, and feeling which has the strongest resonance. The one with the strongest resonance is your life purpose statement. Write down this statement. My life purpose is that I blank. Again, my life purpose is that I blank. Fill in the blank. Go ahead and feel free to pause this recording and fill out this part before returning. Welcome back. If you're back, it's most likely that you have your life purpose statement written out and are starting with an I statement. If so, congratulations. If not, please don't overthink this activity. Usually the first thought that comes to mind is the thought to run with or simply to own and start with. Now, take your purpose and be greatly empowered, knowing that you're fully aware of how you have been living and expressing your purpose all along. No matter where you are or what's happening in your life, no matter what circumstance or situation is occupying your mind, your purpose is being expressed as a natural extension of who you are and how you show up for others. Anything else you want to add to your life, traveling the world, writing a book, starting a nonprofit, building a production company, creating the next great film or movement, or being the best partner or parent, or whatever it is you decide, just know that the seed of your purpose is with you always. And you being true to who you are, as you are, this is your purpose. This is the best gift you could ever share with anyone, with others, or the world. Here's a tip I'd like to share. I recommend writing out your life purpose statement on two pieces of paper and carrying one piece with you always in your wallet, pocket, or bag. And the other piece, place it somewhere that you frequent to remind you about your purpose, maybe in your kitchen, bathroom mirror, or your car. Memorize your life purpose as your personal mantra and let it serve you as you serve others with your purpose.